Paul Stabenefsen says her choice as running mate is a plus for the PPP. He said the former Director General of GBC has a lot to offer the party by way of increasing their votes. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Efsen noted that Madame Loco has an array of characteristics that will generate more votes for the PPP in the December elections. She spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
She has a lot to offer. But I don't think that the PPP and attendance selected there because she's a woman. She's capable in her own right. Being a woman is maybe a top-up. Because in this country's history, there have been two other instances of women being running mates, and that has not reflected the votes of the tickets. But Ms. Loco, in her intellect, her articulation, and issues will attract a lot of people. And more importantly, her ethnic background. On the average, between 4 to 5% Ghanaians vote on ethnic basis. So one, you cannot form a party purely because of ethnicity. But you cannot throw away that fact. And over the years, little work we've been doing indicates that the Ghanaians have not been part of the presidential ticket in the constitutional era for some time. And you get quite a bit of people voting for that ticket because of the ethnic angle.
For now, what do you think the PPP should do to reposition Ms. Evaloko well in the 2012 elections?
The PPP should draw on her strength. Clearly, her tango with the powerful workers you know at GBC, it tells you something that she can stand her ground while she believes that's what is right. And the consequence, she went to the court. They made wild allegations against her, and the Auditor General cleared her. That is something that the PPP should be able to let her face the media on issues regarding PPP.
That was Paul Stabenefsen commenting on the choice of Madam Eva Loco as PPP running mate.